Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is hosting a series of events for Fleet Week, which also include tours of several ships, Navy dive tank demonstrations, and concerts. Assault ship the USS Wasp and missile...
Dry stretch of weather to continue on into the Memorial Day weekend and Monday as well. If you have travel plans, should go unhinged in terms of weather with lots of sunshine out there tomorrow and again Saturday and Sunday too. A few fair weather clouds return and there may be a pop-up storm somewhere, but they'll be few and far between over the weekend. Overnight, upper 60s, low 70s, in the afternoon goes to the upper 80s. Tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 80s, sunshine mostly to partly sunny Saturday, Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGS. So,
the annual Memorial Swamp Pop Music Festival for the 26th year, benefiting 5-year-old cancer patient Juliana Juju Cotton. Friday, May 26th, 7 to 11. Saturday, May 27th, 11 to 11. Ted Durr, Southern Boys Band, Ray Foray and Foray Tradition, Aaron Foray, Sons of a Beach, Red Sapia Band, and Don Rich. Food and crafts, silent and live auctions at Hidden Oaks Family Campground in Tamman. More info at Hidden Oaks Family Campground.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Hawk and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Hawk and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Hawk and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Live. Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
And Dave hanging out over here.
Yes, he is. I'm not too sure if I'm hearing Dave, though. All right, so today we are, first of all, I want to let our drivers know that if you're on the interstate between 5:30 or 5 and 6, go ahead and go. You can drive by 3713 Edenborn Avenue from 5:30 to 7:30, and there's a meet and greet. You can meet candidate for governor John Schroeder at 3713. That's 3713 Edenborn Avenue from 5:30 to 7:30. He would love to say hello to you and go and ask some questions and see if he's your candidate for governor.
And just think, later on, people may say, who's the most famous person you ever met? It may be him.
You never know. He could be someone who saves Louisiana from the disaster, from the fleeing residents. Everyone's leaving Louisiana, heading out to different states. Huh, Dave?
Mainly Florida.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a good guest from a friend of mine. His name's Giovanni Frati, and he will be calling in shortly. But in the meantime, Dave, what do you have for us?
Well, of course, there's no such thing as COVID statistics anymore. The state releasing those quite a while ago. And even the federal government admitted, yeah, COVID's over. So the COVID emergency is over. People still may get sick individually. Well, go see your doctor if you do. Okay, but I saw a TV miniseries this week that reminded me so much of COVID. It's called A Small Light. It was the story of the woman who hid Anne Frank. And if you've ever heard of the Diary of Anne Frank, she and her family, they were Jews, and they were hidden in Amsterdam by somebody I'd never heard of before, a little lady named Miep Gies. But the thing that really struck me was the Nazis were in charge, and so many people were cooperating, and the Nazis said, oh, if there's a Jew, turn him in. There'll be a reward for that. What did we have during the COVID thing? If somebody's not complying, turn them in. Call and let them. Whoa, it was shades of Nazism.
Yeah, we had police officers, and it was the same police officer that would remove you from one location, and then if you didn't wear your mask in another, clear across town, he'd be the same police officer who would remove you from there if you didn't wear a mask. It was very odd.
Yeah. And, you know, there have been reports over and over very recently saying, you know, this vaccine wasn't as effective as the government was saying it was. I would agree. You would agree.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, not even as effective, but even on the other side, it was harmful.
Yeah. Well, I only have one little anecdotal thing about that. I had never had trouble with this in my whole life. I got the Johnson & Johnson shot because I wanted to go visit my cousin who had a heart condition, and I got pancreatitis. Oh, never had that before. I've gotten over it. I'm real skeptical about experimental vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think I became anti-vaccines after COVID. I really did. I'm not doing any more. I'm not getting them for my child, and we're just not doing them.
And you had a personal
mm-hmm. Right, that's right. My mother-in-law took the Pfizer and passed away 9 days later.
So. Yeah.
Tragic. Many, many stories like that. We're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dave, how about DeSantis announcing his candidacy on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Most people don't realize for months it's been obvious he was going to announce his candidacy for governor. And you say, why did he wait so long? Well, Florida had a state law that said if you were going to run for a federal office, you had to resign your state office first. Well, they just passed a law that said, never mind. And so Mr. DeSantis signed it. And then the very next day he said, okay, I'm a candidate for governor. The big deal about being a candidate is you can officially raise money. Up to then, people may donate, but you can't publicize it and say, hey, give me money. So I have no problem with changing the law like that. To me, it's a kind of a strange law to say you have to resign one post to run for another. But that was the reason for the delay. He couldn't officially announce until that law was modified, repealed, replaced, whatever you would call it.
What was strange to me is the way he announced that he was running he was running for presidency. He announced it on Twitter's platform. They have a space platform, so you can go into those spaces, which I actually like. I've been checking them out here and there for the last couple of weeks, and they're very interesting. And so he made a space with Elon Musk and announced his candidacy, and I got on there, and there was a lot of noise, and it took about 20 minutes before he actually was able to announce his candidacy. And it just, I like the old-fashioned way, you know, where they get the media, and I'm talking about the old media that was actually truthful, and they would come out and announce this powerful announcement that they were running for president of the United States of America. I like how Trump went down the escalator, and you know, that's how he announced his presidency. But this whole thing with DeSantis getting on Twitter space was very odd.
Yeah, kind of low-key, huh?
It bombed. I mean, it bombed. And then you have, the New York Times or some of these articles saying, they blew the internet up with his Twitter space announcement. And so, yeah, no, they didn't blow the internet up. But it was not a good decision to make, and they're covering up for it because it bombed. So now DeSantis should have went with the old school way. It's more glamorous and more professional, and not everybody's on Twitter either. So he would have gotten more if he would have done it through mainstream media.
Yeah, I keep getting these things people send me saying, check Twitter. No, I don't have a Twitter feed. I don't want a Twitter feed.
Well, we are on Twitter, and it's under Martha H. Huckabee. You'll see that we do have the little blue check, and we appreciate that. We're actually working with a lot of the J6ers. That's the families that were thrown in prison for, you know, peacefully protesting their constitutional right to do so on January 6th when President Trump assembled. There's over 1,000 people, and Nancy Pelosi and her little, not talking about Nazis, her little group of people who put this committee together, J6er committee, and arrested these.
And many of them have
innocent.
Been in jail for over a year with no trial.
Yes, it's tragic. And some of them are very sick and can't get medical help.
So we had a guest last week that talked about how you could help, where you could donate, or at least give moral support, write mails and so forth. It took me a little while, but I finally put the links on our LibertyOrLockdown.live. So click on the one that says show notes, And you'll see that I have two links there. One is where you can make donations, and another one is where you can contact people by email or regular mail just to encourage them, those that are sort of rotting in prison right now.
Mm-hmm. And next week we'll have some more of those J6ers. Do we have a caller on the line? Okay. Next week we'll have some more of those J6ers. There's wives, and, you know, these wives are having to provide for their families by themselves and pay for attorney fees to get their spouses out of jail. And they were innocent. They were walking through the Capitol. They did not commit a crime. Unlike burn, loot, and murder, when they were burning buildings down, blowing up cars, and even killing people. But there was no accountability there, and you don't see a BLM committee, right? No, you don't. All right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Don't miss Herd's Louisiana Live from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday. Paul Herd exposes and explains state government's daily shenanigans, exposes our excess taxes, and explains how we can get to real community safety. Herd will challenge your legislators to repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. Herd's Louisiana Live is coming in hot every day at 4 p.m. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So I have a little clipping that I'm going to go and have our producer play. It's actually hilarious. So What do you think about this new Target decision to put up a transgender bathing suit with the tuck it thing, and these men are actually in Target putting on the bathing suit and tucking their private in front of the employees of Target, mind you, okay?
I had not heard of that before, and now this is something that I can't unhear.
Oh!
Well, there's a comedian out there who actually just blows up the whole leftist narrative, and even Republican narrative, too. So, you know, we have these on both sides, but mostly we're seeing it a lot from the Democratic Party. But here is this clip. Go ahead and play. This is an old one, but it's gold, okay? And it's very funny.
I'm the proof when I'm in a booth spitting on the mic. It's anti-vax. Putin hates all of them blacks. Putin is a bad racist. Put them in the ground, white or brown. And I'm in plain old town. And you know you just got found. I'm a pimp.
Now, he's in his
business suit.
No, he's in his business suit in front of the I think he's in front of the city councils throwing back at them what they're throwing at us and using it as a means of showing you, you know, all of this propaganda that you're spewing out to people to try to cause a race war. He's putting it back in their face. And so this guy goes and does the same thing to Target and puts on the tucked bathing suit and goes and walks around and asks the employees, you know, what do they think? Now, mind you, I mean, it's sad, but it's true, but it's hilarious and it's disgusting at the same time. But stock dropped. Target's stock dropped.
Good.
Yes, just like Bud Light stock dropped.
I haven't shopped at Target in at least 5 or 6 years since they changed their policy to say men can use the women's bathroom.
Yeah, that's exactly when I stopped shopping there as well. And it's, and not to mention, how dangerous is it for a grown man who dresses in women's dresses and puts on high heels to go into the restroom where there are young girls and mothers, and it's extremely dangerous. And these people who do this, we're talking about mental illness too here.
Yeah.
This is it's not right. So kudos to this guy who's on Twitter making it known to Target that they're not going to push this stuff on our children. It's mutilating our children's private parts, and they're basically saying that that's okay.
Yeah, what he's saying, I'm sure, is going to be characterized as anti-transgender. Well, if you don't completely support the transgender agenda, then you're going to be characterized that way as anti-transgender. Anything seeking to protect the rights of non-transgender people is going to be interpreted as being anti-transgender, as attacking the rights of trans people. Well, you know, I don't know if I know anybody who's trans. I know people who are homosexual, and, you know, I consider them friends. I don't agree with their lifestyle, and I don't try to push my lifestyle on them. They don't try to push their lifestyle on me. But here's what's happening with the trans lifestyle. It's being pushed on everybody. You must not only accept this, you must actively support this. Otherwise, you're a transphobe.
Yeah. And the percent. So why are we having to, you know, accommodate a smaller percentage for what they believe in versus protecting the children?
Yeah, really. Well, there've been so
crazy.
So many things going on about that in the country right now. Here's an example from May the 4th. In California, there's a school district that has adopted a policy that a child in the school can change their gender without notifying the parents. So the records will not show that this person who was born a female is claiming to be a male or vice versa, born a male claiming to be a female. The parents are not even entitled to know about it. And the teachers must go along or risk discipline or firing. The teachers must go along with the child's preferred pronouns in class. Well, you know what my preferred pronoun is? Your Majesty. If you don't call me that from now on, you must be a Dave-phobe. you're prejudiced against me. You're harassing me because you won't call me what I wanted to be called. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't the rest of the country have some rights too? The right to freedom of speech? No. The right to be called what you want trumps everybody else's freedom of speech, right? Mm. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't trump everyone's freedom of speech, but that's what they want it to be. And I think they crossed the line when they went after our children, because I see more people, you know, rising up. As an adult, we can pretty much make our decision and just kind of brush it off. But when you come after the children and then you start to validate these surgeries saying, you know, we're going to remove their private parts and do things to these children, that it's obviously the parent who agrees to it is mentally ill.
Yeah.
And they are abusing the child.
And it's irreversible.
And we cannot stand for that. We must step in. We wouldn't allow someone to kill your child right in front of us, right? So why would we allow them to do that to a child?
Well, there are a number of states now that have passed legislation that says you can't do that until the child is 18 years old. And of course, oh, what's the matter with you? You're anti-trans. No, this is just a little common sense. We don't think that kids have enough sense to vote properly until they're 21. But we can let a 6 or 7 year old kid say, no, go ahead and cut off my private parts. No, their brains are not fully formed enough to deal with the rest of their bodies.
Mm-mm. They're not, and we must do what we can. I'm going to keep on talking because I want to find a post that I have where one of the senators yesterday voted against protecting the children. Les Miles, I think his name is. I'm going to find his name.
Was this Louisiana?
Yes, right here in Louisiana, voted with the Democrats yesterday to not protect the children in school. And so let me look for that while you keep on talking.
Okay. Well, here's another little news item that I found dated a few weeks ago. In the state of, which state is? I don't have the state in front of me. But there are certain states where males who have committed rape and various sexual crimes, when they're sentenced to go to prison, they can say, I identify as a woman. And the man, the rapist, is sent to a women's prison. That makes a whole lot of sense, right?
Mm-hmm. To rape more women.
Yeah, and it has happened. And then similarly, that
and our system allows it. It's so broken that it allows it. We need reform in the judicial system. We need reform in child services. We need reform everywhere. The legislation, the whole thing needs to be reformed.
Well, and similar to that, there is a sorority, I'm trying to find this, and the sorority members have petitioned, I guess they've sued the national sorority leadership, because one of the people that joined the sorority is a male.
And,
this guy said, I identify as a woman, as a big old guy.
Yeah.
And he joined the sorority, and here's the problem, that this guy was visibly aroused in the presence of the females of the sorority, but they couldn't do anything about it because the sorority policy says, now, we can't discriminate against this poor person. Okay.
Right.
How would you feel about that as a woman?
I wouldn't like it one bit.
No.
And as those young ladies, they're just coming up in the world and they're having to be subjected to this inappropriate behavior. And no one's standing up for them. There's no women's rights. I mean, we're undoing women's rights. So, all right, we're going to go on another quick break. And maybe when we get back, we'll take a caller or two. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at sirspeedyneworleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 AM. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually...
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The NOAA says we likely have a near-normal hurricane season ahead this year. They predict up to 17 named storms, the average 14. Up to 9 of those will be hurricanes, and up to 4 of those, Category 3 or stronger. State climatologist Barry Keim says we got a break last year, getting no storms at all. This year, we have two climate factors that are at play.
We have warm sea surface temperatures across the breeding grounds. The counterbalancing factor is the fact that El Nino is likely to be in full throttle by the time we get into the heart of the hurricane season.
A Pacific El Nino can actually weaken Atlantic storms, and that would be a good thing. A House-approved bill to require that high schoolers complete a financial literacy course to graduate and qualify for TOPS passed out of the Senate Education Committee today. State Treasurer John Schroeder spoke for the bill.
Family security, an educated workforce translates to lower crime. I think you'll have less foreclosures. I understand just because you have a check doesn't mean you necessarily have money.
That bill now heads for the Senate floor. This is news from LRN.
Do you remember recess? Our children may not, because our kids are busy learning how to take a standardized test. One size fits all. That's what teachers must teach, the LEAP test. So it's hard to get kids onto the playground to learn citizenship, responsibility, and character. These things can be the difference between an auto mechanic and a car thief. Experts know kids do better when you let them be kids, but our experts don't. They make teachers teach a test. Meanwhile, we're 2,500 teachers short because we don't pay them or let them do their jobs. So pay them, let them do their jobs. While we're at it, let's provide farm fresh food to kids at school. Our farms have an abundance, our kids need the nutrition, and our schools already make meals. My name is Hunter Lundy. I paid for this ad because I'm running for governor. I'm a Christian, a conservative, and an independent. Exercise, life skills, teachers who teach, and farm fresh food. Why not?
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Good times never seem so good. We are winning on a lot of issues, and we just need to keep plugging away. And we need our more conservative voices to speak up and to go to the House of Representatives. There's a lady by the name of Susie LaBrie. She is there every single day. And Susie is doing her part in showing us these House bills. So HB House Bill 580 by Huval, making it a crime to hold a cell phone while driving. It came up again today, and we need callers to call. Call 225-342-6945 and get your representatives to kill this bill. I personally don't believe that government should be in my vehicle. I don't like it that when I come to a stop, my car kills. It drives me nuts. And I have to hit this little button with an A and a circle around it so that I can actually make my car not stop when I come to a red light. It is so annoying.
I remember some years ago when the seatbelt laws were passed, and they said, we'll never stop you just for not having a seatbelt. It'll be in addition to other stuff. No, they'll pull you over for not having a seatbelt now. This is something commonly called mission creep. You take over more and more and more.
And granted, seatbelts save lives. I understand that. The ratio of saving lives of me holding my cell phone in my hand, we already have laws that if I hit someone, God forbid, while I'm holding my cell phone or while I'm putting mascara on or lipstick on, you know, the consequence would be whatever it is already according to the law.
Yeah, I have that problem every time I put my lipstick on while I'm on the cell phone.
Yeah, I hope better not see you at Target.
Okay.
So anyway, I just don't believe that government needs to be in our vehicles anymore. Yeah. Our car is an extension of our home, and I don't want them to tell me that I can't have my cell phone in my hand. I want to make that decision myself, because it's wise not to drive with your phone in your hand. But there are moments where you need to have that phone in your hand, and you just need it.
Well, I think a lot of people use the cell phone for the GPS function on it, not necessarily to make a phone call. And so if you have that phone in your hand, or you're touching it, even with a little bitty, bitty part of your finger, you'd be in violation of this. Well, you know, a lot of us need that GPS to navigate.
So, again, there are House Bill by Rep. Horton. It's In God We Trust. You want to call in and vote yes for that. We're for that. We want to put God We Trust back in our schools. And also Valerie Hodges, Representative Hodges, allowing Bibles to be taught in history and literature. That's House Bill 68. That we're for that.
And I don't know. I don't know why you would even need a law for that, because schools are allowed to teach history, supposedly, which would include religious history. But it's a shame that we even have to say, okay, come on, the Bible is a historical book in addition to everything else, so you could mention it.
Right. And then again, we're for House Bill 86, again by Rep. Hodges, to protect teachers from liability in preventing fights. Can you imagine? You have to have a bill so that teachers don't get sued if they break up a fight. I mean, this is insane where we're at.
Well, I'm a retired teacher, and fortunately, I was at a school where we didn't have fights like that. But, you know, if necessary, I would have gotten in between two kids, and I could have gotten sued.
And then we have House Bill 291 by Rep. Owen, the patient right to have visitors during an emergency. because of what happened during COVID. You couldn't have a visitor. You were there by yourself. And then, unfortunately, many people died alone without a family member, not advocating for them. I know that that actually happened to my dad. He was in the hospital, but I refused and I went in with him. And I'm not sure how I did it, but I did it. And thank God I did, because they were getting ready to give him a cocktail of drugs that I knew were harmful to him.
Yeah.
And I stopped it. And I was in there praying. And I was in there like just praying, interceding. I was on the phone with other prayer warriors and they were interceding, and he lived through it instead of being put on a ventilator, which they recommended, and that would have killed him. He's alive today because I was in there. So, yes, House Bill 291, yes. And then for House Bill 562 by Rep. Sheck Snyder, which I don't care for. But anyway, let's see what it says. To lift sunsets off film tax credits. Yeah, that's definitely a good one. So House Bill 562, 4. What you got, Dave?
Well, let's back up to something that happened several months ago. I mentioned before that I have friends that are gay. I don't know if I have any friends that are trans, but this is just as a casual thing. If I was a church and my church has certain tenets of faith, we would not violate those tenets of faith. So there's a church in Bangor, Maine, that it's a church that has a school, and part of the tenets of their church and their school is biblical morality. Hey, guys, read your Bible. We didn't write it. It's just in there. And so they were sued, they have sued the state of Maine, passed a law that says you must accept not only LGBTQ students, but also staff in order to get public funds. Well, you know, the Supreme Court has previously said religious schools cannot be excluded from receiving public funds, but the state of Maine said, no, since you guys don't have any LGBTQ staff and you don't knowingly accept LGBT students, therefore you won't receive any money. This is a matter of religious faith. First Amendment to the Constitution says that you cannot be prohibited from the free exercise of your religion. And I believe it's the 10th Amendment and probably the 14th Amendment that say the states can't do to you things that the federal government can't do. So Maine said, you can't have any money. Well, the church filed suit several months ago. This has been a couple of months, so I'm still waiting to see what happens. I figure they're going to win eventually, because it's in keeping with Supreme Court precedent. But it's really pitiful that government officials say they know better because they're just so wise.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of being so wise, there's a guy that's, let's see, which branch of service is he the secretary of? He ordered that despite the fact that the Supreme Court said abortion is a state matter, not a federal matter, he, in his position in the military, which I'm still looking for, he's a Secretary of Defense. This is the top guy under the president. He said, no, I am going to make sure that members of the armed forces can get free access to abortion, will pay their way. No, that's a federal thing. The Supreme Court already said that's a state thing.
That's right.
So this guy, Secretary of Defense Austin, he said, I'm going to do this. The way our Constitution is set up is that civilians are in charge of the military, not the other way around. So, unfortunately, he will not bend. He is just determined he's going to have abortion. So the only other thing we can do is the legislators, for instance, Senator Tommy Turberville of Alabama, he has said, okay, come on, you need to stop this. This is unconstitutional. Guy said, it won't stop it. So Senator Turberville said, okay, we are going to slow walk everything. There's a block on promotions to general and admiral. Well, that's their right. You know, the Secretary of Defense, that's not his right. He refuses to back off. So he's continuing to spend federal funds for something the Supreme Court already said you can't spend federal funds on. All he's got to do is a stroke of the pen, said, okay, never mind, and it would be over. But the Senate has no choice but to try to entice him, to force him somehow. That's their job. Pitiful.
Everyone is just doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
both on the left and the right.
Yeah.
It's lawlessness everywhere. I mean, everywhere. You know?
Okay.
So we have so much to go. You know, I know last week we were talking about the three FBI whistleblowers that testified in the House and the weaponization of the subcommittees. That was an incredible testimony. And if you haven't had the chance to listen to that, you definitely want to go and search that. They do have it on YouTube. It's called FBI Whistleblower Testifies to House Weaponization Subcommittee, and sit through that entire thing. And then you'll get a better understanding of how the FBI is using their powers against the American people, and that these three guys are standing up for justice and liberty for all, and they need our prayers. They have lost everything to the point to where the FBI flew one man and his wife and newborn baby to another country, and they lost everything, and they had no food, no clothes, no not anything. And this is our country did this to them. So, all right, again, 5:30 to 7:30, you can go to 3713 Edenborn and meet and greet candidate for Governor John Schroeder. This is Huck and Dave. We're here every Thursday, 5 p.m., libertyorlockdown.live. That's libertyorlockdown.live here on WGSO 990 AM. The Lord bless you.
Every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white,
Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Taste of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed, and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent, and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Born in the USA now.
So that was my bad. I thought we were finished our segment. It seemed so quick, and I was calling the show, letting y'all know when. But it's always good, right? www.libertyorlockdown.live.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, unless you're a frog.
Okay.
And then time's fun when you're having flies.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. You are so funny.
No, not me. Okay, so anybody out there in Radio Land, are you hearing us now? We've had some troubles with audio today.
Not so much Radio Land, it's our live stream. So yeah. Our live stream is live. Up with audio again, unfortunately. Half the show is not, I don't know what happened there. But if you're looking to hear the show for today, you're going to have to go to WGSO.com, Liberty or Lockdown, 5 p.m. Central.
Okay, so where were we?
Take it from there, Dave.
All right. I got all sorts of little tidbits here and there. Well, you know, this thing with President Trump is still not resolved. That's still tied up in court. But
yes.
Their big deal was that he was committing election fraud and violating election rules. Well, the commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, James Traynor, he said, no, he didn't commit any election fraud. We already looked into that. So this is nothing but a witch hunt. Of course, you have to love Mr. Trump. He tends to exaggerate a little. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he said, this is the greatest witch hunt in the history of witch hunts. No, I think that would probably be the Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are going after him for every little thing.
And, absolutely.
You know, I spent a lot of time in prayer today for him because it's just really sad what they're doing to that man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree. Mr. Trump is a blowhard. He's a braggart. He exaggerates. But boy, I think he did a good job as president. So ignore what he says and look at what he does.
Look at the policies.
Yeah, I think he did a really good thing. And as a Christian, the way he dealt with Israel, I'm really thrilled about. And the way he dealt with abortion, I'm really thrilled about. But then Mr. Clinton, he got a pass. You know, when he was running for president, all of the stuff came out about his immorality, and people said, well, I don't care about his personal life. I just want to make sure he's going to do a good job as president. Well, okay. I don't care about Mr. Trump's personality. Maybe he's a liar. I don't know. But I think he did a really good job as president, and I would personally be quite happy to see him back in again. Or Mr. DeSantis, either one. It's all right.
Yeah, well, I'm preferring Trump over DeSantis. I think DeSantis needs to wait his turn. I'm not feeling DeSantis. I'm telling you, I'm feeling that he says the right thing. He's picked up on the MAGA language. He knows what to say. But at the same time, there's some things that's going on behind the scenes that I'm not happy with. And
yeah.
So I'm going to follow him closely.
Sure. Well, okay. My favorite subject is bureaucracy. The function of a bureaucrat is to ensure that the bureaucrat has a function next year. Make sure you keep your job next year. Okay, I mentioned this, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I don't know if people really caught this, but there was some federal government bureaucrat at the Health and Human Services Department that ordered a hospital, a Catholic hospital in Oklahoma, to extinguish the candle in its chapel. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not Catholic, but I support the Catholic Church's right to follow their rituals, and that's one of their rituals, that they keep the candle burning. Well, this guy from Health and Human Services said, oh no, that's a fire hazard. You have to put out that candle. And even the local fire department said, no, this is not a problem at all. You know, it's in a well-contained area, but the federal government said, no, you got to blow out the candle. Well, fortunately, the hospital went to court and they filed a lawsuit and the judge said, leave them alone. Mm. So the candle is still burning. Good for them.
Right. And that candle's been burning for what, 100 years?
I don't know. And yet,
probably.
And yet another attack on Catholicism. Mm-hmm. The
Christianity itself is being attacked.
Yeah. Los Angeles Dodgers, they were planning to allow an event, which I think is still on. It's going to be next month. There will be the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence performing at a game, an L.A. Dodgers game. And these are trans women, trans men. I don't know what they are. They're trans something or other. And they're going to be out there with really repulsive things that are highly insulting to the Catholic faith. And I would hope that the L.A. Dodgers come to their senses, or else I hope people quit going to their games.
They're
going to
be dressed like nuns?
Yeah.
They shouldn't do
and
that.
And they're going to identify as, you know, Sister, well, Jesus is going to be out there, and Sister Mary, and it's all blasphemous.
It is blasphemous.
It's horrible.
It is blasphemous. I mean, I can't believe they're going to even allow that, but in today's society, everything goes. You can say anything and do anything, and no one is holding anyone accountable. And this is why we have liberty or lockdown, so that we can have a voice and speak out against some of these things that we believe are an abomination. And
sometimes I wish I could sleep through all of the woke stuff.
You need to just get right.
Yeah. But it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
In fact,
we have a caller on the line. Did we get to one of them?
Having a lot of technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties today.
So which one is it? There's a very well-known actor, Richard Dreyfuss. He was in Jaws and, the one about the Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Dreyfuss is really irritating, and he's slamming the woke Hollywood people because in order for a movie to be eligible for Academy Awards and so forth, it now must meet a certain quota. You have to have a certain number of black people and Indian people and, all of the various ethnicities. Yeah, but what if it's a historical event where there was nobody there? It's one of the things.
Did you see the new Pocahontas?
No.
She's white.
Okay. Well, and then
she's not Indian. She's white.
What was the one about the ice thing? Frozen. Now, they made fun of this on Saturday Night Live. They had a black guard up in the Arctic Circle. I don't think there's that many black guards in the military in the Arctic Circle. So anyway, we got to be politically correct. We must be woke.
Yes, you must be woke. But the thing about being woke, when you're woke, you go broke. Look at Target and look at Bud Light. So you might not want to go that route.
So even Richard Dreyfuss, who is one of the Hollywood insiders, he was complaining about, you got to have a quota. What? Not if it's an attempt to be a historical piece.
What's he want a quota on?
He doesn't want a quota on you have to have this many of this ethnicity ethnicity.
Yeah, that in itself seems like you're focusing on that one, on those particular numbers, and that in itself is the definition of what you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
It's not about the skin color. It's, are you qualified?
Yeah.
Do you have the qualifications in order to do the job? Should it matter any of that? Are you qualified?
Yeah, really.
So there's, this world has gone upside down. It's just not even right anymore. I'm not too sure what's going on out there, but I know that we do have a lot of people at the house, and you are welcome to go to on Telegram, Louisiana Sunshine, and keep up with Susie LaBrie, or you can go to lacag.org and keep up with Christopher Alexander, and they're working hard to fight against the liberalism and the woke agenda, and even the WHO, the World Health Organization, the WHO, and these, globalists that are our political elites that are not for family. They're not for anything biblical or Christian life or morality. And so we have to fight against them. We have to do our best. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Now it's the end of the program.
And we will be back every Thursday at 5 p.m. We'll see you next week. The Lord bless you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to...
Chicken. Some of them old balls down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist. And that